WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Nadja, written and directed by Michael Almereyda, is a highly unusual vampire movie set in contemporary New York City. Shot in black and white, it's an art house variation on the Dracula story, and it has a very hip cast, including Martin Donovan, known for his roles in Hal Hartley's movies, sometime zine writer Galaxy Craze, Peter Fonda, and David Lynch in a cameo. Guest film critic Steve Weinberg has a review.
The oddball vampire picture Nadja, set in modern-day Manhattan, has a chic downtown aura, but it's weirdly funny, and it doesn't look like any other movie I've ever seen. Its heroine, played by Alina Lewison, says that the streets are haunted by the love children of her father, Count Dracula. They're unrecognizable. They slip through the crowds. In Nadja, the shadow world isn't sealed off in crypts and medieval castles. It lurks beneath the ordinary. So the writer-director, Michael Almereyda, and the photographer, Jim Denault, working in black and white, use a combination of glistening 35mm and pixel vision for the haunting scenes. Pixel vision cross-hatches the screen, creating a veined jigsaw puzzle texture. It suggests a whole realm abuzz with half-seen presences, like the bugs congregating under the grass in David Lynch's Blue Velvet. You can see exactly what drew Lynch to Almereyda. Lynch executive produced Nadja and shows up in one scene as a morgue attendant. Humor swirls off the flat affect like smoke, and the inventive images are often amazing. This is David Lynch's kind of movie. In Nadja, Count Dracula is finally dead, killed off by the obsessive vampire hunter Van Helsing with a stake in the heart. Peter Fonda, white hair cascading down his shoulders, plays Van Helsing as an old, brain-fried hippie. Fonda looks like he's having the time of his life.
Thing is, Jim, he was tired, lost, and he was like Elvis in the end. Drugs, confused, surrounded by zombies. He was just going through the motions. Magic was gone, and he knew it. I mean, he knew. I didn't kill him. He was already dead.
As we hear in this scene, Van Helsing is in the charge of his favorite nephew, Jim, Martin Donovan, who's just bailed him out of jail after decapitating Dracula. But it turns out the line didn't die with the Count. He left twin children, Nadja, who floats through the streets of Manhattan in a black hood and cape, and sickly Edgar, Jared Harris, who wants nothing to do with his blood-sucking sister. She tries to woo him back. As you get older, you come to realize that family is all you really have, she lectures him, as she feeds him her special homemade plasma. It's concocted of shark embryos. Meanwhile, she selects a fresh pair of victims, Jim's wife Lucy, Galaxy Craze, and his half-sister Cassandra, Susie Amos, Edgar's nurse. Almereyda doesn't have Lynch's instincts for pacing or coaching actors, but his images shimmer. When Nadja cremates her father, the ash snakes up around the flame. Jared Harris's pocked face stares back at us, fractured, reflected in a discarded pair of smashed eyeglasses. And Alina Lewison, with her immense forehead and long eyelids, is a great melancholy object for the camera. Nadja sits in cafes, chain-smoking, philosophizing, or else hangs with her slave, Renfield, played by Carl Geary, who looks like an Irish Arlo Guthrie. She's the undead as Eurotrash.
Steve Weinberg writes for the Boston Phoenix and teaches at the College of the Holy Cross. The film Nadja is opening gradually around the country.